And now, for the last weekend to-do list before Christmas 2013, it's Brian McTavish with Thinking Bigger Business Media. Buddy, how are you? Nice to see you.
Well, after that introduction, I'm stellar.
Yeah, that's music that'll get you going. What is that?
I for a moment there, I thought you were just going to let it keep going.
Well, I liked it.
You liked it, I could tell.
It was moving me.
You were moving around, actually.
It's
well,
a holiday rock opera.
It is indeed. Trans-Siberian Orchestra shows at 3 and 7:30.
They've been around for a while, haven't they?
Saturday at the Sprint Center. Oh, boy, have they been around.
Yeah.
They've been around the world. They've been around on tour for at least 15 years or so. They are going to be performing. They claim this is their last tour, Steve.
Ah.
They claim.
Their farewell tour.
They claim, yeah.
That'll get people out.
Now, the name of...
Yeah, here they come. Yeah.
If nothing will get them out, it'll be the promise that never again, right?
And the cold weather, too.
And the cold weather, too. Saturday at Sprint Center. Okay, this is their Lost Christmas Eve extravaganza.
Lost Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I don't... You know, it's kind of a tongue-tied thing. Yeah, it's their Lost Christmas Eve, and they're doing it for the last time.
Oh.
Although I'll believe that when I see it.
I mean,
won't they come back next year for the final Lost Christmas
Eve tour?
Yes, you
would hope
so. Anyway, it's quite a sight to see as well as a concert to hear. Exploding holiday flames and hydraulic lifts carrying fret-burning rock guitarists on platforms high above the audience. A spectacle, my friend, a spectacle. It's truly...
A Yuletide spectacle, Brian McTavish. That's what it is.
Yes, it is indeed. And get this. I mean, these guys aren't just big here. They're big everywhere. They're going to kick off their apparently final 2014 European tour with a performance on New Year's Eve in front of, I guess they know this in advance, a million fans. How do they know? But a million fans at Berlin's Brandenburg Gate.
Wow.
And if that's not good enough, that show will be broadcast live to millions more on German television.
Well, what are you doing this Christmas?
I'm going to sit tight and
What's
feel all right.
What's a rock god like you do for Christmas?
A what guy?
A rock god.
A rock guy?
Oh. Rock god.
Oh, well...
Yeah.
I've been elevated in mid-show.
There you go.
Actually, quite a
show. You deserve it.
I'm skirting that question by complimenting you on the show. This is the fourth segment of the hour.
We're moving. Yeah. Clipping right along.
Yeah, I'm going to drink a lot of eggnog and probably listen to too much Beatles. I can't help myself.
Sounds good. All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
There's a summer place where it may rain or storm. Safe and warm within that summer place.
Well, that's not very Christmassy.
Oh, well, I don't
Who
know.
Who is that?
I think, well, that's the old school romantic vocal harmony trio, the sounds.
Letterman.
Of the. You asked me and then you answered
See?
Your own question.
I know. I can do that. That's what I do here. Every question I ask on this show, I always know the answer to it before I ask the question.
It's like a lawyer. Never ask
Maybe
a question
not.
You don't know the answer
there
to.
Yes, there you go. There you go.
Whereas I do the exact opposite, constantly asking things I have no idea what the answer
there
is.
There you go.
The Letterman. Pop classics.
They're still around.
Well, yes, they are. And not only in name only. They're going to perform 8 o'clock Friday night at Yardley
it's
Hall.
It's not the original guys, is it?
There's one original founding member.
My goodness.
Tony Butala. And he's got a couple of young whippersnappers in their 50s. He's older than that.
Yes.
What's really fascinating, these guys in the early 60s, they took off.
He might be 90.
He might be.
Yeah.
Going Out of My Head was one of their smashes
sure,
in the
I remember
60s.
That.
Do you?
I do.
When I Fell in Love, That's My Desire, The Way You Look Tonight, Come Back, Silly Girl. But here's something for you.
Yes.
Very quickly, and I always work quickly if possible. The music aside, this Tony Butala guy, the guy you're going to see on stage Friday night at Yardley Hall fronting the Letterman, he was a kid actor. He lived in Hollywood.
No.
He was in the classic film White Christmas.
No.
He was in the original classic film War of the Worlds. He was, he actually voiced one of the lost boys in Walt Disney's animated film Peter Pan. This guy has lived the life. He's known all the mostly super dead celebrities.
The Yardley Hall ticket office is lighting up as we speak. 8 p.m. Friday, the Letterman.
Yep.
You know, I'm loving this season of the Chiefs. You're going out there Sunday. My son's going out there Sunday. A bunch of people from KCUR are going out there Sunday. I am not going out there Sunday.
You'll be a lot warmer than us.
Oh, man. You're going to do this, aren't you?
I got to do it.
You got to do it. It's a big game.
Well, people ask me, do you like going to the games? And I say, I've long since moved past liking them. You know, I got to go. It's part of the commitment.
It's part of the culture of this town.
It's
got to be there.
It's the civic pride thing, you know.
Big game.
Okay, here it is. Indianapolis Colts are coming to play and hopefully lose with the Kansas City Chiefs.
It's going to be a tough game.
It's the march to the NFL playoffs.
Yes, it is.
High noon, Sunday, Arrowhead Stadium. There are tickets available. Sure, you can watch it in the comfort of your home on that big, beautiful screen at home that I'm sure you own.
With popcorn.
With popcorn. Nope. You know, I don't think they sell popcorn at the stadium.
Nah, it's too cold for popcorn at the stadium.
It's never too cold for popcorn. The Chiefs have already clinched a spot in the playoffs. The Colts have already clinched a spot in the playoffs.
But they could if the Chiefs went out.
If the Chiefs went out.
Might win the division.
And Denver drops a game either to Houston or Oakland, unlikely, but we're praying, then the Chiefs would actually win the division outright and host through the playoffs. It could
all
happen.
Right. Okay.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Boy, tell me you got some news here. Elvis will be in the house this weekend here in Kansas City. God, what a voice.
Breaking news.
What a voice.
I mean, my Lord above, what a voice. I mean, that guy would.
Yes.
I mean, I'll put on a Santa Claus beard and outfit if Elvis would sing that way.
There you go.
And he just did. Skate with Santa.
That's an offer. It's recorded.
Listen to me. It's on the table.
Yeah, there you go.
Skate with Santa. The jolly old elf slaps on the blades and mingles with fellow ice skaters, especially the little kids, from 2 to 4 p.m. Saturday. Where, you ask, where can we do this with Santa with skates? Lime Creek Community Center Ice Arena. It's only $6. That includes the skate rental. Have you ever skated with Santa?
Too cold. Not going to skate with Santa. Too cold.
Me neither.
And finally today, buddy, what do we got?
Handbells.
That sounds neat.
Kansas City
like
Symphony
handbells.
Christmas Festival. They also, not to be outdone in the Santa department, Santa Claus will pay a visit with the symphony.
I didn't know the symphony did this Christmas thing.
Every year. Holiday family concert. Yes. I mean, and a bunch of performances. Thursday, Friday, couple of shows Saturday, couple of shows Sunday at Helzberg Hall, downtown at the Kaufman Center for the Performing Arts. There will be Resound, the Handbell Ensemble, the Allegro Children's Chorus, the Kansas City Symphony Chorus, and of course the Kansas City Symphony will play something Santa-esque as Santa hits the stage for all of the children.
That's Brian McTavish. He's a senior writer at Thinking Bigger Business Media. Happy holidays, buddy.
Proud,
so good to have you here.
Proud to be here.
Happy New Year, too.
This is it?
This is it for 2013.
Oh, well, hey, happy, married, everybody.
Happy.
Please enjoy yourselves and stay safe out there.
Tomorrow on the show, it's the best music of 2013. We'll talk about the year's hot tunes from across the city and across the nation. Plus, we'll have the latest edition of A Fan's Notes. That's tomorrow on the show. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR. Up to date, you can follow me at Steve Kraske. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.